Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The River. This is Tom Fuller coming to you from beautiful Portland, Oregon, with my friends and your hosts, authors Maxine Marcellini and Jeannie St. John Taylor. Every Monday, Maxine and Jeannie get together to share what's on their hearts with listeners around the world. They chat with other authors and friends on a wide variety of topics. Some bring a laugh, some cause us to wipe away a tear, but all of them send rivers of blessing into our lives. These shows can be life-changing if our hearts are open and allow the river of God's love to pour into our deepest needs. So, listeners, are you ready? Now's the perfect time for me to stop talking and let the ladies take us on today's exciting journey down the river.
Listeners, this is Maxine Marcellini. I'm very happy to be with you this morning. Thank you for joining us. And some of you, it might not be morning. You might be listening to this in the afternoon or the evening. So whatever the time you're listening, thank you for tuning in and listening to us. My friend Jeannie and co-host, she is not with us this morning. She is about some family business today, and I am going to miss her. And another problem I'm having right now is I do not have our guest in the studio. He has not arrived yet. So let me talk a little bit about him, and if he shows up, we will begin our interview, and if not, we will reschedule this interview. But Walter Fox is the author of Return to the Wife of Your Youth, and he was a successful advertising executive in Manhattan when he married Sandy, who worked at Mademoiselle. The stresses of married life soon took over, and they split and divorced. Now he is successfully married to Sandy, and he says married life produces all the stress necessary to reveal every defect in our own life. He claims any marriage can be saved if both parties are willing to die to their old selfish life. And unfortunately, I do not have Walter with me yet, but I do resonate with what he's trying to say and actually speak to the topics myself. My work, Rebuilding Families $1 at a Time, is a book that will help you build families back together if they have been split apart or if you are trying to start over again. Another of my books is called Blended Families, for those who actually divorced and didn't make it back together with the same person. They are actually encouraged to make the best of the situation you're in. Don't let another marriage fail, but you can pick that up. As well as Raising Children in Blended Families at RebuildingFamilies.net or MaxineMarcellini.com. Both take you to the same spot, and there's a book page there. And either one of those books would really help you in relationships with a stepfamily situation, a blended situation, whatever you might find yourself in. And if you are reconciling with a former spouse, it could even help you with that because there's chapters on making the marriage stronger and how parenting doesn't have to get in your way and don't forget to put the fun in your life. There's many, many reasons to learn tools about relationships. My latest book is called Mother's Fury. And the Mother's Fury book is more speaking to those who have been really damaged in childhood as a result of improper parenting and maybe cruel parenting, most likely, from a mother in particular. But the concepts in that book would also be applicable to a father or another relative that has perhaps abused you in childhood. What we want to do is come through those situations, come through those broken relationships, knowing that we are not broken individuals. We can heal. God put us together in a perfect way, created in His own image, and yet we let the lies of the enemy come in and get in our way, and we aren't able to become the whole person that God wants us to be until we realize that God still loves us despite what people have done to us. So check out my books, would you, at RebuildingFamilies.net. Get yourself some. Get some for some of your family. And spread the word because we're about getting God's help into the hands of as many people as possible because we know it works. It worked in my life and it's worked in my husband's life and it has worked in my co-host's life. It works, and it's worked in Walter Fox's family. And right now, listeners, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to just call this program off because I'm not getting him onto the studio, and I don't have a number to call him right now. So I pray that you're going to have a good day, and we will reschedule this program because we do need to talk about this subject. So bless you and have a wonderful and productive day in the Lord, and may His favor shine upon you.
This is Tom Fuller saying thank you.